Douglas Gunite.
Hey, Roxanne. It's Gabe with Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Gabe. How are you?
What's going on? I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Oh, hanging in there, hanging in
there.
Yeah,
me too. Tell me about it.
Yeah. I'm like,
work.
Yeah. Got busy, at least, a little bit.
Very nice. You guys doing a lot of swimming pools?
Yeah. Well, they seem to be coming. That's for sure. It's the season anyway. Should have been busier. Before, but anyway.
Yeah, that's good. I just want to follow up because I didn't hear from you on Monday. Just want to see maybe if you talk to Woody about any capital. Just kind of stay in touch with you guys. See if you guys had any equipment needs coming up.
Okay. Yeah. Well, can you hold on a minute?
Yeah, no problem. No worries.
Let it answer. Anyway, I haven't really talked to him yet about it. We've been been busy doing estimates and running all over Southern California, so.
Right, just kind of hustling around there.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure everything out right now.
You guys able to finance all that in-house? Are you guys having to turn down any contracts there?
No, I don't know. He bought all that equipment, but we haven't been running it yet. So, really, I don't know. We're waiting for it to pick up to run the other set of equipment.
Oh, he's got a whole other set that's not being used?
Huh?
He's got a whole other set of equipment you guys aren't putting to use yet?
Yeah, we anticipated that we'd be putting another crew on. Last June, he bought it because they were the father passed away, and the son was selling the equipment. And,
oh, jeez.
And then, so we got it, and so we're just like waiting to see, you know, if we can get it up and running, then we can. We had to put a bunch of cash out, you know.
Yeah. Right. What's your guys' work? What kind of radius do you guys work out of? Like, how far do you guys travel?
Oh, we go all the way up to Thousand Oaks and all the way down to Temecula and South Orange County.
Okay, so you guys are close.
Southern California, yeah.
It's pretty close to us, not too far. Temecula.
Yeah. That's where
my parents are about to retire to Temecula. I think they're thinking about it.
Oh yeah, it's nice out there. My mom's got 25 acres in Anza.
Oh, really? Yeah, so you can get
north of Temecula. It's about 45 miles.
Yeah, it's a nice
45 minutes from Temecula.
Yeah, it's a nice place to retire. You can buy a nice big house for, you know, nothing like San Diego prices.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah.
It's pricey
like
out here.
You buy a shack, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. I'm saving up to buy a condo myself. It's probably going to take me a half a lifetime down here.
Oh, I know. The condos are what a house is in Temecula.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, but parts of Temecula are crazy, though. You got to, they have all the wineries out there, and you get a piece of property out there that they can go for quite a bit.
Yeah, you know, it's actually the home prices, from what I understand, are going up there substantially. Like, I think it would have been better, you know, if you would have bought a house in Temecula like 5 or so years ago, probably already would have.
When I was in my 20s, I was debating on buying a 40-acre avocado ranch there, and I wish I could have. I wish I did it.
Yeah, I hear you. You would have been cashing out. You would have been on an island now.
Yeah, I wouldn't be worried about none of this stuff. But,
I hear you.
It was that, or we're gonna buy a little house in Chino Hills. I could have spent the same amount. It was $40,000, and now I'm kicking myself.
Yeah,
that's a long way. There was nothing out there back then, though. So.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to tell, though. You know what's gonna happen there.
Yeah, but, you know, they're building everywhere. They're building next to our house. a whole bunch of homes, and now I'm fighting with them. They're trying to cut down my trees all along the property line.
Oh, jeez.
I'm got to meet with that guy in the morning. I told him, those are my trees. You're not taking anything down. I'll be hugging the trees. Chain myself.
Yeah, we had a neighbor. We live about like 10 miles from the ocean, and we had a neighbor claim that one of our trees was blocking his view to the ocean. And it was just a complete lie. Like, there's no way he could have seen the ocean.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so...
Well, did you plant it there or something, or...?
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, this was, you know, 10, 15 years after we moved into the house, a new homeowner came and said it was blocked. We didn't end up having to remove it, though, thankfully, so...
No, if he bought it and the tree was in the way then, that's his bad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's
no,
like,
you can't do that.
Yeah, you tried though.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. It, you know, I'm in real estate. You can't buy a house and expect people to tear everything down because you
yeah,
want
that's
to
crazy.
There. You can't
exactly.
do that.
Exactly.
He knew what he had when he if you changed it, if you moved in and put a big tree in his way, yeah, but
right.
yeah, he knew what he was buying.
Right.
He can't tell
yeah.
you to cut your tree.
Yeah, it's shocking. But all right, Roxanne, I'll let you get back to
okay,
work
okay.
there. I'll stay in
all
touch
right.
with you periodically
okay,
if that's okay.
I'll talk to Woody. I'm going to try to pin him down this week and
alrighty.
We'll take a look at the work coming in if we can, you know, justify
right.
funding that equipment. You know,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
You know. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Gabe. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, no
All
problem.
Right.
We'll be in touch. Bye, Roxanne.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Take care.